Hello and welcome to the GCSE Economics Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're tackling a cornerstone of your course, market equilibrium and price determination. In the next 10 minutes, we'll nail down the theory, sharpen your diagram skills, and make sure you're ready to impress the examiners. This topic is fundamental. It's the mechanism at the heart of how markets work. Get this right, and you're building a fantastic foundation for the rest of your economics journey. So grab a pen, and let's get started. Right, let's dive into the core concepts. Imagine a busy market for, say, fresh strawberries. On one side, you have consumers who want to buy them. That's demand. The law of demand is simple. As the price of strawberries falls, people will want to buy more. It's an inverse relationship, so the demand curve slopes downwards from left to right. On the other side, you have the farmers who grow and sell the strawberries. That's supply. The law of supply is the opposite. As the price of strawberries rises, farmers are willing to sell more because it's more profitable. This is a positive relationship, so the supply curve slopes upwards from left to right. Now the magic happens where these two curves meet. This intersection is called the market equilibrium. It's the point where the quantity of strawberries consumers want to buy is exactly equal to the quantity farmers want to sell. The price at this point is the equilibrium price, which we label P on our diagrams, and the quantity is the equilibrium quantity, labeled TE. At this point, the market is cleared. There are no leftover strawberries and no shoppers left wanting. It's the market's natural resting point. But what happens if the price isn't at equilibrium? Let's say a shopkeeper sets the price too high above PE. At this higher price, farmers are keen to sell lots of strawberries, but consumers aren't so interested. This creates a situation of excess supply or a surplus. You'll have unsold strawberries piling up. To get rid of this surplus, sellers are forced to lower their prices. As the price falls, demand extends, supply contracts, and we move back down towards equilibrium. The price mechanism has worked to eliminate the surplus. Conversely, what if the price is set too low below PE? Now you have a bargain. Loads of consumers want to buy cheap strawberries, but farmers aren't very willing to sell at that low price. This creates excess demand or a shortage. The shelves are empty, and customers are disappointed. In this scenario, sellers realize they can charge more. As the price is bid up, demand contracts, supply extends, and we move back up towards equilibrium. The price mechanism has eliminated the shortage. Finally, candidates must distinguish between a movement along a curve and a shift of a curve. A movement is caused only by a change in the price of the good itself. The surplus and shortage examples we just used show movements along the demand and supply curves. A shift, however, is caused by a change in any other factor except the price. For demand, this could be a change in income, advertising, or the price of a related good like cream. For supply, it could be a change in the cost of production like wages or fuel. Remember the mnemonic IR deal? Increase right, decrease left. An increase in demand or supply shifts the entire curve to the right. A decrease shifts it to the left, creating a brand new equilibrium point. Let's talk exam technique. For OCR, diagrams are your best friend. Even if a question doesn't explicitly say using a diagram, you should draw one for any question on market changes. It provides the backbone for your analysis and can earn you significant marks. Always fully label your axes, price or P on the y-axis, and quantity or Q on the x-axis. Label your curves D and S and your equilibrium points P and cow E. If there's a shift, label the new curves D1 and S1 and the new equilibrium P1 and Q1. Use arrows to show the direction of the shift. A common mistake is confusing shifts and movements. If the question says a change in the price of strawberries, that's a movement along the existing curves. If it says a successful advertising campaign for strawberries, that's a change in a non-price factor, so you must shift the demand curve to the right. Another pitfall is stating the new equilibrium without explaining how the market got there. Don't just say price increases. Explain that the shortage put upward pressure on the price, causing sellers to ration supply and increase their prices. That chain of reasoning is where credit is given. Time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, you pause and answer, then listen for the correct response. 1. What is the relationship between price and quantity demanded called? Answer: an inverse relationship. 2. A surplus is also known as what? Answer: excess supply. 3. An increase in the cost of production will shift which curve and in which direction? Answer: the supply curve to the left. 4. What does the price mechanism use to eliminate shortages and surpluses? Answer: price signals or changes in price. How did you do? If you got all 4, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to the core concepts again. So, to summarize, The market finds its balance at the equilibrium price, where demand equals supply. If the price is too high, a surplus will force it down. If it's too low, a shortage will bid it up. And remember to distinguish between a movement along a curve caused by a price change and a shift of a curve caused by a non-price factor. For the exam, draw clear, fully labeled diagrams and explain the process of adjustment step by step. You've got this. That's all for today. Thanks for listening, and best of luck with your revision.